how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Le Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big?
Ooh.
Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, click, click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Thursday, October 10th, 2023. I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Skills versus degrees, navigating tech hiring amid legislative changes. Don't forget the basics, what CISA, the NSA, and Microsoft reports are telling us about cybersecurity. And Okta's AI-first approach and generative AI's potential in cyber defense. This is the Business of Tech. MSP Global is the place to be to shape the future of services. MSPs, VARs, MSSPs, if you work in digital enablement, you need to be at the Nürburgring. Discover products, form new partnerships, connect with top leaders, and hear from MSP industry voices, as well as rock legend Bob Geldof. You'll get to enjoy the legendary Nürburgring racetrack, perfect for the theme of driving digital transformation. MSP Global, November 14 to 16, and registration is free with the code MSP Radio or the link in the show notes. MSPglobal.com and code MSP Radio to attend for free. The September jobs report shows stronger than expected job growth, but it may not be as concerning for inflation and interest rates as initially thought. While the bond market reacted with fears of higher rates, details such as modest wage growth and stable unemployment suggest a rebalancing labor market and cooling inflation. According to an analysis by CompTIA, tech employment in the latest national jobs report decreased in September. Tech sector companies reduced staffing by 2,632 positions, and tech occupations across all sectors fell by an estimated 20,000. However, the tech unemployment rate remains low at 2.2%, below the national rate of 3.8%. Employer job postings for future tech hiring also declined. Demand for software positions remain high, and emerging technologies account for a significant portion of tech job postings, with artificial intelligence being the most prominent. California, Texas, and Virginia had the highest volumes of tech job postings at the state level. And in a move to help with cyber hiring, the bipartisan Modernizing the Acquisition of Cybersecurity Experts Act, or MACE, passed the lower house chamber with a vote of 394-1, aiming to modify educational requirements for federal cybersecurity positions. The bill prohibits government agencies from setting minimum education requirements unless mandated by law in the relevant state or locality. It also requires agencies to consider an applicant's education alongside other qualifications, mandates the annual publication of changes to minimum qualifications and data on the education level of those in those positions. It was notably the last bill before the House recessed after the removal of the Speaker of the House. The cybersecurity industry continues to struggle with a shortage of professionals, needing to fill 3.7 million cybersecurity jobs. Employers value hands-on experience, but also emphasize the importance of soft skills. Companies are finding it difficult to retain employees and still require a four-year college degree for candidates. And so I've mentioned it, according to a survey by Multiverse, employers are relaxing college degree requirements, but still want future employees to have skills in AI. 42% of respondents said their organization is widening hiring criteria to consider candidates without a degree, and 37% plan to adopt a skills-first approach. However, knowledge of AI is the top skill that employers want, with 72% of business leaders planning to invest in AI skills training. Workers are advised to familiarize themselves with AI tools, although most companies do not expect a college degree in artificial intelligence. Why do we care? The Fed is working to remove the requirement for a four-year degree, and I want to give two pieces of guidance here. For employees, your need to get a four-year degree is inversely proportional to your age. The younger you are, the more I will encourage you to get those credentials. And that's due to the long-term impact on your earnings potential and the doors it opens up to you. But for employers, the guidance is to open the doors wider. Now, while this is a unique example, in a floor debate for that bill, it was noted that Bill Gates couldn't get hired as a cybersecurity expert for the U.S. government based on degree requirements. While not every potential is Bill Gates, the point is easy to understand. Skills training is a piece of the puzzle, and remember, you may need to create that talent in addition to finding it on the market. So, speaking of cyber, and while I'm also attending the MSSP Alert live event right now, let's do some cyber stories. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and the National Security Agency have identified unchanged default credentials as the top security misconfiguration leading to cyber attacks. The rest of the list is rounded out by default software configurations, improper privilege separation, lack of network monitoring, poor patch management, and weak multi-factor authentication. The agencies recommend adopting secure by design and secure by default principles and addressing other major misconfigurations, such as improper separation of user and admin privileges and that insufficient network monitoring. A survey has found that organizations are woefully underprepared for identity surface threats. The study revealed that compromised credentials were used to access systems in 83.2% of organizations, with nearly half of the attacks occurring within the past year. The report also highlighted the lack of security in service accounts and the insufficient implementation of multi-factor authentication. Cyber criminals are deploying ransomware within 24 hours of hacking their victims, a significant decrease from the 4.5 days it took last year. This trend, highlighted in a threat report by SecureWorks, suggests that 2023 may see a surge in ransomware attacks. Although an imperfect metric, leak sites show three times as many victims listed in May compared to the previous year. The reduction in dwell time is attributed to cybercriminals' desire to minimize the chance of detection, leading to more straightforward and quicker attacks. According to Microsoft's Digital Defender Report 2023, 80-90% of ransomware attacks in the past year originated from unmanaged devices, highlighting the risks of bring-your-own-device policies. The report also notes a significant increase in global ransomware attacks. Microsoft advises organizations to implement robust security policies, zero trust measures, effective backups, and solutions that detect and remediate threats automatically. The report predicts that ransomware attacks will continue to grow in 2024, driven by the rise of ransomware as a service affiliates. Why do we care? I'm shocked that unmanaged devices are a security risk. Shocked, I say. That is less about the unmanaged devices and more about the policies and protections. Letting unmanaged devices have their way with your network is less a judgment on the device and far more on the policies. And yet again, it's all about the basics. For most, it's about doing the basics. And a little AI plus cyber today. From CRN, generative AI, such as ChatGPT, has initially benefited attackers, but experts believe it will help cyber defense over time. Gen AI-powered cybersecurity tools are emerging, enabling faster issue detection and improved threat intelligence. The potential uses of Gen AI include discovering zero-day vulnerabilities, widening the talent pool by reducing technical barriers, improving mental health in the field, spreading automation further, and enabling better questioning and analysis of security data. Ultimately, generative AI has the potential to enhance cyber defense capabilities and help uncover unknown threats. Identity company Okta plans to incorporate AI across its entire platform, leveraging data on identity to enhance security and provide predictive capabilities. The AI-related announcements include Identity Threat Protection, Policy Recommender, and Log Analyzer, which aim to improve security posture, recommend application security configurations, and enable natural language querying of Okta logs, respectively. Okta CEO Todd McKinnon believes AI will significantly impact the software industry and considers it as important as the internet, cloud, and mobile technologies. Why do we care? Let the AI infusion continue. You'll see AI infused in more and more products as this all accelerates. Your role as a provider is to separate the marketing noise from the practical implementation because everybody is slapping the AI label on their stuff. That's not a judgment. It's just an observation. And you can leverage that marketing air cover or you can cross your arms and pout. But AI has captured the imagination, which is of fundamental importance. And I agree with the experts. There's more upside than downside. Don't you sometimes wish you could see what's happening in your customers' IT rooms you manage without needing to be there? Sentry from RF Code is the answer. Live and recorded video with motion detection offers better visibility than being there. Thermal imaging with 768 monitoring points combined with ambient temperature and humidity. And it's so easy to set up. Plug it in, scan the QR code, and you're done. Sentry helps you know about IT issues before your clients do. And listeners get 30% off your order of hardware and service with code MSPRadio on checkout. Visit rfcode.com/MSPRadio and never be asked why you didn't know again. Thanks for listening. Today, World Mental Health Day, and particularly with a focus on cybersecurity, that stress is worth handling. So let's take a moment for World Mental Health Day and make sure you're doing something both for your own and your organization's. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPRadio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries.
Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.